A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. Frederick II goes to war with Rome, so it's Frederick II against Pope Gregory IX, at least for a short time. Now, Gregory made grand plans. He had already formed an alliance with the Genoese and the Venetians, but he was now planning to have them invade Sicily. Frederick II made no real advancements in Lombardy and soon realized that it was Rome, not Lombardy, that he needed to force into submission. As long as the Pope maintained and remained free to propagate conspiracy and dissension, Frederick's throne was not safe. Frederick's armies took cities faithful to Gregory in and around Rome, while the soldiers themselves cut off supply routes and intercepted messengers. By February of 1240, Rome was effectively surrounded by Frederick's armies. Rome itself had never been particularly friendly to Pope Gregory or to popes in general. They wished to admit Frederick II into the city, and Frederick's own propaganda machine promised to restore the Roman Empire to its former glory with Rome as its capital. The promise doubtless excited many Romans, but on February the 22nd, Pope Gregory was forced to make his plea to the Roman people. He created a procession and carried before him the alleged skulls of Peter and Paul. He declared that it was not for the papacy that they were struggling, but for the church itself. He claimed that Frederick the Apostate would destroy the church if they didn't defend it, and the skulls of Peter and Paul were there to defend the church if the Romans would not. The people of Rome agreed to defend the city. It was not Frederick's desire to sack the great capital or to alienate his allies by storming the churches of Rome, so he was content to blockade Rome and wait Pope Gregory out. Already, Gregory was facing opposition from within the church itself. Even the cardinals were upset. They had never been consulted at Frederick's excommunication. Louis IX of France, whose devotion to God was never doubted, even suggested that Frederick receive a hearing. Finally, Pope Gregory agreed to hold a council on Easter 1241. The representatives, of course, were made up entirely of those favorable to Pope Gregory. Frederick, therefore, refused to promise safe conduct to anyone traveling to Rome. In fact, in May of 1241, Frederick's troops attacked and plundered a fleet of Pisan Genoese ships, which were carrying, amongst other things, two cardinals headed for the council. They were arrested by Frederick and held prisoner for many years. What the results of this war might have been are unknown, because in August, Pope Gregory IX died. Because of the schism between Frederick and Gregory, the new papal election became all the more important. Frederick wanted one of the pope who would lift the excommunication and acknowledge his rights in Sicily and Lombardy, while the supporters of Gregory wanted a pope who would continue the war against Frederick. Moreover, each side had lots of leverage. Frederick himself held two cardinals hostage, as well as many bishops. In Rome, Senator Matteo Orsini was a virtual dictator and was equally disposed to using unethical methods to achieve his ends. Since two of the cardinal electors were held by Frederick, the remaining 10 resided in Rome, where Orsini kept them virtually imprisoned in deplorable living conditions, prone to disease. He promised to release them when they elected a pope favorable to him. Technically, of course, Orsini was not imprisoning him, for it was usual habit of cardinals to be shut up in private and not to emerge until a new pope was elected. Orsini, however, made sure the cardinals were shut up in horrid conditions, with agents of his station where they could hear all the discussions. The plan appears to have first backfired. The cardinals were doubtless unsympathetic to the emperor, who held two of their colleagues prisoners, but the treatment of Orsini caused them to be equally ill-disposed towards him. In turn, they elected one of their own ranks, naming him Celestine IV. Celestine IV's career, unfortunately, was all too short. He excommunicated Orsini for his treatment of the cardinals, but on account of the living conditions in which he was placed, he fell violently ill and died just over 2 weeks after being elected. Once again, Rome was without a pope, and the cardinals were pressed from both sides. This time it was Frederick who seemed to exert the most pressure. He is said to have warned the cardinals that if they wanted their colleagues released, they would have to elect someone favorable to him. He continued to surround Rome and blockade the city, so the cardinals were afraid to leave. They opted to remain in Rome with a slightly more reserved Orsini than risk being captured by Frederick. In the meantime, they couldn't come to a decision on who to name pope. It would be nearly 2 years before that decision came. In the long interim between election of popes, Frederick decided to call forth his imprisoned and rebellious son Henry. For 7 years, Henry had been in a dungeon where his father had placed him. With increasing criticism of his treatment of the cardinals and effective siege of Rome, Frederick may have wanted to appease critics by reconciling with his son. who had sympathy of many of his detractors. For whatever reasons for Frederick's decision, he claimed he wanted to reconcile with his son. When the news arrived, however, Henry thought the worse. He had rarely seen his father and certainly didn't know him except by his reputation for cruelty. On the journey to meet Frederick, Henry escaped his captors and rode his horse off a cliff, preferring a quick death to whatever his father had in store for him. Frederick is said to have been heartbroken. Whatever remorse, he did not alter his heart. Frederick continued to destroy everything good he had done by his own pride, arrogance, and thirst for power. The news that Frederick's own son feared him so greatly doubtless did little to enhance his prestige and esteem among Europe. Indeed, Frederick was finding the princes of the kings of Europe increasingly angry at his attempts to halt or slow the election of a new pope. Public opinion grew that Frederick II wanted to prevent a new pope from being elected at all. In early 1243, Frederick finally agreed to release the two cardinals he held prisoner and await the results of the election. Those results came in June. The new pope was a genuine aristocrat and lawyer who despised Frederick. He named himself after the Pope who had so fiercely fought against imperial power before. He became Pope Innocent IV. Now the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.